Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I first like to thank everyone for being here, and I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Walter Jones, who is our major researcher on this project, Dr. Ed Thompson, who is my supervisor, my study colleagues, Dora Marino, who is here, and Vincent Mendy. Both are here in the office. Would you wave your hands? We are here to, we did a study on looking at the healthcare system post-Katrina, so I think the first speaker really covered some key issues. We'll be looking at the study background, recovery challenges, Katrina impact methods and results. Oops, can I go back one? Yeah. Hurricane Katrina was one of the strongest. We had 800,000 people lost electrical power. Over 78,000 homes were damaged, about 4,000 completely destroyed. 45,000 families displaced, and over almost a half a million people were registered with FEMA. The Gulf Coast health system was also badly damaged. We had 14 hospitals in the lower six Mississippi counties were damaged, and three were closed. 36% of our primary care clinics were closed or destroyed, and 6 out of 11 community health centers were either destroyed or closed. Katrina caused long-term damage and destruction to the public health and medical infrastructure of the entire Gulf Coast region of Mississippi. This is just an example of some of those things we saw during that day. These are homes here. These are foundations of homes that were destroyed. This is further destruction along Highway 90, and this is also on Highway 90. The health department in Jackson County and Ocean Springs operational, Pascagoula severely damaged, George County, Stone County operational, Hancock County was health department was destroyed, and mobile clinics were provided with limited services, and Jones County has severe damage. Pre-Katrina system, the major economic, ethnic, and racial disparities were worsened by the disaster. In the Gulf region and the state, there was underfunded and underorganized health providers, little continuity of care or coordination at the local, state, and federal level. I sat at the command center in Jackson, and we had tons of doctors calling in wanting to come serve, but they had to deal with FEMA, and it just didn't work out. The region and the states were not well prepared for the medical disaster response, and Katrina-related problems in the Mississippi coast got relatively little national publicity or media exposure. We conducted this study in the fall of 2008 to look at the impact on the health professionals in the Gulf Coast, Mississippi. We were approved by the Mississippi State Department of IRB. We did an email survey to physicians, nurses, dentists, dental hygienists, pharmacists, and the group practices and hospital administrators. We, of the survey, we were approved for the IRB. We administered through SurveyMonkey about 950 email addresses, and we received 126 responses. We also conducted 18 face-to-face and phone interviews with various Mississippi health and professionals to get more detailed, in-depth response. 3 years after Katrina, providers believe the Gulf Coast has only partial recovery. 67% consider the communities either partial, modest, or almost none recovery. Serious continuing problems mentioned included economic destruction, major building and infrastructure damage, major population loss and social destruction, increased community health problems. The damage to the health system included loss of patients, co-workers and employees, damaged offices and equipment, increased reimbursement problems, loss of medical records, and loss support and referral services. Providers still see significant problems with their own ability and that of the general medical community to provide health services. 31.1% of respondents rated their own practice recovery as partial, modest, or almost none. 44% says the same for their medical community. Most significant practice change reported included size reduction or size increase. This was after Katrina, after some of the other providers left, increased working hours or decreased working hours, and greater use of the emergency room. These results probably understate the problem, since the survey only included those health professionals who experienced Katrina and are still practicing in the Gulf Coast. In the survey and the interviews, the following planning and development problems were frequently cited: the absence of public and private provider coordination, too little help for practice recovery and restoration, ongoing difficulties in providing a continuity of care for Gulf Coast patients, insufficient child health services, especially mental health, both for children and adults, major reimbursement and insurance problems, and difficulties in retaining and recruiting new providers and related personnel. Study results pointed out the needs for the following health planning and development reforms. Government agencies and at all levels must improve coordination of their activities, and this would include coordinating development of local doctor professional, medical professional committees, because, you know, response is always local, and that's what it starts local, so we need to do more of that. There need to be a more integrated and coordinated Mississippi State Health Service Disaster Response Team involving all major areas of health care. The federal government also needs better disaster response coordination, including a national response team. A lot of the doctors talked about free service, and then once they got back into business, they themselves were, homes were damaged or destroyed, and really there was a true conflict in trying to maintain their business and also take care of their family issues. And then Mississippi State and federal government must be able to provide more timely and effective child health services. Both the federal and the Mississippi State and local government need to pay more attention to providing effective mental health services, particularly for children. Regardless of the legal status, Mississippi needs to recognize the existence of immigrants and develop and provide more effective health services. And finally, to better move towards the Gulf Coast recovery, the state of Mississippi, in alliance with NFP and private businesses, must increase its commitment to developing all the keys elements of community health, including housing, as was stated earlier, education, and transportation. Thank you.